A handful of federal lawmakers from our region are pushing a new bipartisan package of proposals they hope will stem the nation's raging opioid crisis. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports they think they have a better chance to enact them because it's an election year.
More than 60,000 Americans are now dying annually from drug overdoses, fueled by heroin, fentanyl, and prescription pain pill abuse. That isn't just a statistic to South Jersey Democratic Congressman Donald Norcross.
I just buried a friend of mine in the last month. It touches each and every one of us, and we can't ignore it.
Norcross is a co-chair of the Bipartisan Heroin Task Force. Last year, the group endorsed 9 bills. 2 have been signed into law. One of the bills that they're still trying to get passed would increase coordination between federal health experts and medical schools. Lawmakers say the average 4 hours that medical students spend learning about opioids over 4 years of schooling is way too little.
This isn't about shoving mandates. It's about bringing those medical schools together and having that discussion that addresses the educational issue.
Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur, also from South Jersey, is another co-chair of the Heroin Task Force. He says it's time for lawmakers to truly combat the crisis.
But it's like a Vietnam War every year, to be losing this many people. And this is a crisis, ultimately, that is a personal tragedy and a family tragedy multiplied by the thousands and by the tens of thousands.
This year, the task force, which now has 100 members, is adding 9 bills to its agenda. That includes new legislation that would encourage doctors to prescribe fewer opioid pills and forcing all Medicare Part D prescriptions to be administered electronically so patients can't get them filled at multiple pharmacies. MacArthur says the task force is playing an important role.
The role of this task force is to bring focus, to educate our members, and to advocate for a limited number of bills that can actually move through this Congress and get funded so that we can do our part to address this crisis.
President Trump has been criticized for declaring a public health emergency while not working with Congress to provide more funding. MacArthur and the others in the caucus say it's time to spend more on the effort.
Because all of these initiatives go nowhere if they're not adequately funded. Funding and accountability.
On Wednesday, Trump did sign the Interdict Act. That bill was sponsored by Bucks County Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. It authorizes funding for more border agents and new equipment to detect the illegal shipments of fentanyl that are pouring into the nation. The drug is 50 to 100 times more potent than heroin. Fitzpatrick, who's in his first term, says the epidemic has far-reaching effects.
The life expectancy of citizens of the United States of America has gone down due in large part to the drug epidemic. There's 6 million plus unfilled jobs in this country due in large part, the number one reason is inability to pass a drug test. The pervasiveness of this problem is very, very broad.
Fitzpatrick argues the nation will save money if lawmakers spend the necessary amount up front to combat the crisis.
Funding is important for 2 reasons. It saves lives and it also saves money. For every dollar that we invest in treatment and prevention and education, we save exponentially more in the criminal justice system and even more in the healthcare system. So this is one of those no-brainer issues. We need an all-hands-on-deck approach to it.
This Congress has been mired in gridlock, and this year is an election year. But Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Ryan Costello, who represents parts of several counties west of Philadelphia, says he thinks the election actually improves the task force's chance of getting its agenda passed.
In this legislative calendar year, everyone's going to be looking, particularly Republican leadership, is going to be looking for weeks where we can do bipartisan, for lack of a better term, middle America-type concerns. And every district has, it's an epidemic. Every district faces it.
The first test for this bipartisan group will be to see if they can get money for combating the crisis added to the next bill to keep the government open. That legislation must pass later this month. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.